get together. And then I said, what's the big thing? And the big thing's the language. I says, put it on the president. Subject to his approval, see? He says, they'll vote me down the House. I says, like hell they will. By God, we'll vote for anything he wants. Now, if he sends a letter over there, you go and approve it. Now, he's over in the Speaker's office, and yah, yah, yah. So just sit tight for a few minutes. Now, you got another problem. In HEW, that's impacted area. So I get a hold of Fogarty. And John's one of your best boys. He'll do anything you want him to do any time. But the Republicans on his subcommittee, Laird, are going to give him some trouble, and they're going to jump on you. So I, as well, I laid it on Clarence. So anyway, they won't buy it. I said, all right, John, call Howard Smith. And I call Howard's crowd. They doubt if they have a rule. A majority in town. I says, call them anyway. I call Clarence Bound, the Republican, the minority man. And he is halfway to Ohio. But I said, get Howard and get the rule. So you stay out of it. Let's get the rule. Now, you sending the budget estimate ain't going to help a goddamn bit. Don't let them get you into that trap, see? The point of order will still lie. The only thing that'll take care of it is the rule. And the Republicans won't jump on you for not sending the budget estimate. So just stay out of it. Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Fogarty's calling me. What's he calling about?
Don't give him a rule. Tell him, by God, to go on and get Howard Smith. Don't send a budget estimate. A budget estimate's not going to help you any. John's your boy, see? He's all right.
Well, is that what he's calling me for? Does he want a budget estimate?
I told him not to. No, he called you 30 or 40 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So you grease him up and tell him a budget estimate won't help you to go on and get Howard Smith over and get you a rule. That's the only damn thing that'll do you any good, because they'll still object if you send him a budget estimate, see?
Okay.
Okay.